A poll out this week showed Vice President Joe Biden with a better chance of beating top Republican presidential candidates than Hillary Clinton. And Biden's schedule recently is starting to look like a presidential candidate's schedule. But with just 2 weeks until the first Democratic candidate's debate, Biden still hasn't said whether he is going to run. Jean Cummings is political editor for The Wall Street Journal. She's with us from Washington. Jean, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
And what are you hearing at this point about whether Joe Biden is going to get in?
Well, most of the people around him are preparing as though he is going to get into the race. They are interviewing people who could take on key roles in the campaign. They've thought through the map where they think he might be able to inject himself in a positive way, South Carolina being a prime target for them. And they've thought through his messaging. And basically, on the assumption that the economy continues to improve, their thinking is that he can argue that we should stay the course.
And are they prepared for the numbers to start going down as they always do when a non-candidate becomes a candidate?
They absolutely are. These are pros. Some of them were with Biden when he ran his two other presidential campaigns. But you raise a good point. When you look at the polls today, Biden is definitely enjoying a moment when he's not a candidate. And so people, Republicans, independents that can feel good about him today may not feel so when he's running for the Democratic nomination.
So when are you expecting him to actually make an announcement if all that you are hearing is true, that he is going to get in? Because the debate is coming up the week after next.
There's been a lot of internal debate around the vice president about when to pull the trigger, if they're going to do it. We had heard October 1 was kicked around. Next week looks like prime real estate because it's in between and just in the run-up to the October 13th debate. So we don't, to the best of our knowledge with our reporting, the date, if there is going to be one, has not been settled, or at least we haven't uncovered exactly when that might be. And we are always told to be cautious in that until he makes that final decision, then no decision has been made. He's still wrestling some, but he's making every move to prepare to enter the race.
All right, Jean Cummings, political editor with The Wall Street Journal. We'll be watching. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Well, let's turn now to Jeff Link, a Democratic strategist in Iowa who is so far unaffiliated in the 2016 race. Jeff, your thoughts on what you just heard. Do you agree that Biden will get into the race?
Well, I think what I heard was that ultimately the vice president has to make the final decision. I think it appears that they're putting everything in place to make it an easy yes decision for him, but I don't think he's made a final decision based on anything I've heard.
And how do you think that Democrats would respond if he does get in? I can imagine that there are going to be a lot of people, especially if he gets in and beats Hillary Clinton and wins the nomination, that are going to be angry that he has stopped potentially the first female president from becoming president.
Well, obviously, if he gets into the race, it will shake things up. I think there will be people that will give the vice president a serious look. But, you know, like they've done with the other candidates, certainly here in Iowa, the important thing is telling people where you're going to take the country.
How do you think he will differ in his positions from Hillary Clinton or from Bernie Sanders, for that matter?
I think the vice president has always had a real interest and focus on trying to figure out how to help middle-class families. Secretary Clinton has been talking a lot about middle-class families. She certainly did in her last visit here. And so I think that's, if he does get in, they'd both be sort of fighting on that same turf.
What is the disadvantage of getting in so late if he does get in?
Well, a lot of people have already made up their mind. Secretary Clinton has a lot of supporters. They have a aggressive field program underway in Iowa now, and that means that they've gotten a lot of people to give them commitments. There are, you know, obviously a lot of enthusiastic supporters of Senator Sanders. They might have been available to the vice president early in this process, but now they're on the team with either Sanders or Clinton or O'Malley. So it just makes the number of people available who might be your everyday workers making phone calls and knocking on doors for you, there's just a smaller pool.
One more thing, Jeff. We heard from Gene Cummings that the vice president may shift focus to South Carolina and kind of, if not skip, not spend very much attention on Iowa and New Hampshire. What would you think of that strategy?
You know, when you're vice president, much like Secretary Clinton, I think you got to sort of participate in all 50 states. He's not the kind of candidate that can pick and choose. Now, they may put more emphasis on one state than another, but I think you got to run a 50-state strategy.
That's Jeff Link, a Democratic strategist in Des Moines, Iowa, where he also runs a political and nonprofit consulting firm, Link Strategies. Jeff, thank you for joining us.
Great. Thanks for having me.
And again, Robin, we just don't know yet whether Joe Biden is going to get in. But as Gene Cummings said, maybe we'll find something out next week. Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. This is Here and Now.